Good morning and welcome. Clearly, I'm not Paul. Paul is on vacation this week, so Alice Flight, Angelinas, and I will be leading you for worship today. If you need to contact Reverend Paul, call the church office. They check the message regularly, or you can email him. And also, Alan Taylor is on vacation this week, so thank you to Janet St. Jean at the piano. And unfortunately, Dylan was scheduled to be the soloist today, but he's under the weather, so he's not able to be with us. Welcome to all, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey. Please know that you are always welcome here. And a couple of brief announcements. This past Tuesday, Cindy Gaylord, Dorothy Jaconski, Julie Krause, and I spent the day in Sheffield, Mass. At Trail Magic. Trail Magic is a way of serving food and offering a quiet place to rest for through hikers on the Appalachian Trail. We had 24 hikers that came through, the most that they've had so far this season. And they were from Europe, Canada, and around the United States. And our thanks to the World Service Committee for providing funds so that we can pay it forward for future volunteers. This particular Trail Magic, we understand, is one of the best on the entire 2,000-mile trip. It's an amazing setup. They've got a beautiful, it's a birch tree A-frame with a cover over it. We offer chairs with backs, which the hikers say is a real treat. And we serve hamburgers, hot dogs, veggie burgers, watermelon, plenty of goodies. There's plenty of cold water. They can charge their phones. It's a true ministry to these hikers. And speaking of food, this Tuesday is our day for soup kitchen, so if you are able to help, you can put your name on the chalkboard out in the hall. Other announcements? Looks like Bob.
Good morning. Seen newspaper or on the internet, the rectory of the Lady Blessed Sacrament Parish House is open for tours today until 3 o'clock. Your last chance to see that beautiful building before it's raised for the new police station. That's on the corner of Union Street, right up the road here. So some of us are going to have a coffee. I'll post this on the bulletin board.
So now let us prepare our hearts and minds for our worship service.
Good morning. Join me in our call to worship as found in your worship guide. Come out of your busy lives to a quiet time and place. Come and rest in the Lord who will restore your souls. Come and find the quiet center. Come, be at peace. Please join in my opening hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing, and the blue hymnal number 469.
Thank you. morning in the prayer of invocation followed by the Lord's Prayer. Patient God, we wait all year for the summer months when we can rest and relax. Our schedules change from the demands of weekly living to times when we are supposed to be devoted to leisure. But we have redefined leisure to mean a flurry of activities. We need some time to rest, to sit quietly, and listen to the beautiful sounds of the world. Refresh our souls so that we can truly serve you, not out of exhaustion, but out of enthusiasm. We ask this in the name of the Good Shepherd, who taught us to follow you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture today is Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall no longer fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David's righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice, righteousness, and the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is my righteousness. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Join with me in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Though thou bearest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our scripture from Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat. But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 2,000 denarii worth of bread and give them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and 2 fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000, not counting women and children. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Today's scripture lesson would have been perfect if we were talking about trail magic, but we're not. Alice and I were asked to talk about our experience at the Westfield Animal Shelter, so that's what we'll be talking about. So I'll channel a bit of Paul and start with a bit of a questionnaire. I want you to think about pets that you've had. Raise your hand if you have or have had a dog, a cat, guinea pigs, fish, snakes, any pet that I didn't mention. Say it again.
Parrots.
Parrots, birds, yeah.
Horses.
Anything else I missed?
Horses.
Horses. Yes, I was wondering if Tom would be here today thinking about Tom's horses. Well, after I retired, I was looking for a volunteer opportunity. And I talked with Alice, and I began volunteering at the Westfield Regional Animal Shelter. I've been volunteering for about 3 years now. When I go in first thing in the morning, the animals are hungry and looking for attention. My routine involves helping clean some dog kennels. Then I move on to the cats. Each cat gets a bowl of wet food. While the cat is enjoying that, I am able to straighten out the kennel, clean the litter box, replace bedding if needed, and then give the cat fresh water and some dry food. Often the cat goes right to the wet food, but sometimes, once they know the food is there, they come for some pats and attention. Once all the cats and the other animals at the shelter are done, there is sweeping, mopping floors, laundry, and dishes to be done. Depending on the number of animals at the shelter, I'm there anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours, and I'm usually there on one day a week. Do I have a favorite animal? No favorites, except possibly the orphaned kitty I adopted this past winter. I held off for 3 years, but many of those animals tugged at my heartstrings.
And I've been volunteering at the shelter for over 4 years. In addition to all the cleaning, litter scooping, mopping floors that Martha mentioned, I also am fortunate enough to have separate rooms in my home that I can foster animals. Sheltered animals do better in a foster home because the shelter tends to be very stressful for them. So I have sheltered cats in my home. Currently I have one cat with her three kittens. They're about 5 weeks old now. They're just starting to play and tumble around. Fostering allows them to grow in a low-stress environment until they can be adopted out. The Westfield Regional Shelter is located by the airport. It serves Westfield, Southampton, and Easthampton. And the shelter has surrendered animals, abused animals, stray animals, animals that come from boarding situations, anything an animal control officer to get called to round up. The shelter has or has had dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, snakes, ducks, geese, chickens, turkeys, and we even had a peacock. One day I opened the door and there was a peacock in the dog kennels. The animals stay at the shelter until they're adopted. Before they're adopted, they get all the vet care that they need. They're spayed, neutered, have their first vaccinations, and adoption fees are very reasonable at the shelter. The shelter itself is funded through the city for salaries, basic animal care, and supplies. There's a director, two animal control officers, an adoption coordinator, and just recently hired two part-time shelter workers to help us care for the animals. We rely on several other volunteers in addition to us. The animal control officers respond to calls for wildlife sometimes, and they get picked up and referred to wildlife rehabbers. Picking up strays and injured animals is part of their duties.
The Westfield Animal Shelter Heroes is the nonprofit arm of the shelter. Heroes provides funds for extended care, vet care, for extensive injuries, medical needs, and other care, sometimes per month, to get animals ready for adoptions. The nonprofit has minimal administrative expenses and is supported mostly by volunteers, so the majority of donations go directly to the animals' needs. In 2023, $9,000 was spent on vet bills and ER visits. Funds also help with scheduling outreach and educational events. A big thank you to Blessed Five for their generous donation last quarter to support this organization. We'd like to share two stories of animals that this organization supported. Noodle was a white Siamese kitten who came to the shelter. Noodle was born with a deformed rear leg, and this leg was not usable and was hindering the movement of the kitten. People would get caught in the kennel when we tried to move around. Heroes paid for the removal of the deformed leg. She was nursed back to health and is now living with her for
example is Kino. Kino recently came to the shelter when his owner died. He's a very friendly, elderly breed dog with a very large non-cancerous tumor in his side. The Heroes, a nonprofit fund, paid for the removal of a large tumor. It's almost 4 pounds. He's now recovering at the shelter and will soon be available for adoption. We want to thank Blessed Bodies again for the ministry and for the donation. We have a table in the dining hall after coffee hour. At coffee hour, you can come and ask us more questions about our shelter and our Heroes Fund. And now I'd like to invite you to through your prayers, and please remember members and friends of our congregation. We pray for Armand, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Heidi, Kathy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Olivia, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Geneva, Janet, Kelly, Trish, Stephen, Lynn, Pete. And we also remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. May God be with you. As we come to prayer this day, we remember those people immensely in need of our prayers. We remember those listed in our joys and concerns and prayer lists this day. We also remember those prayers that are found in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Loving Shepherd, you lead and guide, you walk alongside, you prepare, you feed, you call all of your sheep. Even those of us who are lost, those of us who stray constantly, those of us who stray close with your comforting staff. We are grateful for the lush green pastures of our lives, and we pause now to offer our thanksgivings for the goodness in our lives. There are so many who walk in the shadows of fear and suffering and despair, and we pause now to offer our prayers for the broken and the bleeding places in this world. We also offer our prayers for the sheep of our own flocks, in our families and friends. And this is our church and our community. O loving Shepherd, we have all we need as we live in you. Amen.
The Shepherd cares for us, providing all that we need in abundance. The Shepherd calls us to love one another in truth and action. May our gifts reflect our trust in the Shepherd's care. May our offerings show our willingness to love one another. Our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
abide with us. You will provide for all our needs and guide us in your ways. Out of gratitude for your care, we bring you our gifts before you. Use them for your work of caring, that all may feast at the table of abundance. Walk without fear and drink deeply from the cup of compassion. Amen. Love one.